I received an email from a Unitarian Universalist family inviting me to join them in resisting hate in Charlottesville, Virginia. Our member, Catherine Whitfield, agreed to accompany me. A UU family agreed to house us Friday night. I knew my job would let me leave early Friday, and I could be back in time for services on Sunday. The logistics were easy. But I didn't expect this to be a pleasant experience. I expected to face KKK, neo-Nazis, and other violent groups who see my well-being as a threat to their own. I took comfort in remembering that I had at least made my nephews beneficiaries of the little I own. And I did not admit my level of fear to anyone. As a Unitarian Universalist, as our first principle states, I strive to promote and affirm the inherent worth and dignity of every person. These hate groups were gathering in loud opposition to what I valued. I felt it my spiritual duty to stand up to them. This wasn't about Charlottesville, this was about the soul of our country. For those of you who think only especially brave people would willingly stand up to violent hate groups, please know that I am that person who would bury my head in your shoulder while covering up my ears to avoid being exposed to that fake display of violence off screen. I have never been in a fight, I am not physically strong, and I am not trained to use any weapon. When three men dressed in camouflage and carrying assault rifles rushed past us as we walked on a mostly empty street at about 9 a.m. my reaction was to escape up the steps of the library next to me. I don't know where I thought I was going because it was closed, but I knew if those guys had decided to attack us, there was no one to stop them or even record the incident, and my heart didn't know how to register that. Before 10 a.m., outside the United Methodist Church that stayed open as a safe haven for anti-racism activists, men with weapons and symbols of hate blocked the narrow side street and chanted slogans like, "Jews will not replace us." Those of us who had been in the church came out, past the metal detectors, unarmed. The police stood behind the bad guys, not in between them and us. When those men holding weapons walked towards and then through our group, the police did not intervene. When people started fighting and screaming and bodies were entangled on the ground and blood started flowing, the police didn't rush over to stop it. I felt ill-equipped to do anything to help. So what I did, I hid behind a brick wall, terrified that if any of those hate-filled racist men noticed me, that I might become their target. Instead, they were beating the head, and every bloody person I saw that day was bleeding from the head of a white woman. After I saw a white woman get beaten by men who were armed and professing hate with the police nearby but allowing it to happen and arresting no one, I felt absolutely clear that I was not safe. I traveled there, I stood against hate, I walked, I chanted, I was even filmed wearing our congregation's t-shirt, and I was ready to leave. From the safety of the church, we saw armed groups of white supremacists roaming the streets. Injured activists and people attacked with urine or other liquids came there to get cleaned up. Unable to figure out how I might safely get to my car that was several blocks away, I became increasingly anxious. Thankfully, my UU siblings from Richmond noticed my terror and cared for me. At what we thought might be the safest time, around 1 o'clock, A group of about 10 Jews surrounded me and walked us to one car and then drove us to my car. As we walked, we heard other fights break out. And then we drove past more groups of armed men walking free. Throughout what was the most terrifying day of my life, I felt this congregation with me. I knew I had the support and prayers of so many of you. And I had Catherine, who was determined to keep me safe. As we drove back to Charlotte, she mentioned that it was hard to tell who were the good white guys and who were the bad white ones, because everybody looked so similar. Welcome to every day as a black person is what I said. But it does feel different now. I have been used to the everyday racism of people who are rude and condescending to me, deny me housing, treat me like I'm stupid or criminal, and try to keep me from the neighborhoods and block kids like me from good schools or even assert that I don't belong in their organizations. Now I worry, is that person ready to beat me because I exist? Given how horrible that experience was, does that mean I'm going to do it again? I am taking a little break and trying to care for myself. And I still think it's my duty to fight for justice in whatever ways I can. If I don't, who will?